This one, I think, is going to be near and dear to many Atlantans' heart. It's called Return to Riches, and it is about the Riches Department Store. And this opened last weekend and will run all the way through May 27th. Riches was founded by a Jewish immigrant, Morris Rich, with a $500 loan in 1867, just 2 years after the end of the Civil War. So Riches really grew up with Atlanta. I mean, the Riches history is Atlanta's history. And they have collected memorabilia from their iconic building downtown, and of course the Christmas tree and the pink pig. But it also will chronicle serious moments like the sit-ins in 1960 when Martin Luther King Jr. was arrested. I think anyone who has grown up in Atlanta or visited Atlanta over the years is bound to remember some of these times.
So if it's almost Thanksgiving, it must be Christmas.
Yes, time to get shopping.
And with Thanksgiving and Hanukkah coinciding, there's lots to shop for.
Yes, and one of my favorite places to shop for any holiday is the annual ICE Holiday Shopping Spectacular. And ICE stands for the Indie Craft Experience. This year, they'll have more than 120 vendors selling vintage and craft items, you know, letterpress cards, needlepoint, jewelry, great baby gifts. And they have a DJ and DIY activities and food vendors like the King of Pop. So there's a very festive sort of party atmosphere. This will take place Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 6 at Ambient Plus Studio. Admission is $5, but kids 12 and under are free.
Emory provides yet another opportunity to hear a free concert with some outstanding musicians.
The Vega String Quartet will be performing, and the program is Beethoven in the 90s. And they will be performing Opus 95, which is for a string quartet, Opus 96, which is a sonata for violin and piano, 97, which is the Archduke Trio, and 98, which is a song to the distant beloved, and tenor Bradley Howard will be joining them for that piece.
Nice way to spend your lunch if you are near Emory.
Yes.
I don't know that I could look someone in the face and exclaim, "Oh my goodness, I think I see Santa!"
Horizon Theater has had a good thing going for the December holidays, and I see it's still going.
Yes. The Santaland Diaries opens at Horizon this weekend. It's their 15th year. This is an adults-only show because it's satire based on David Sedaris's real-life experience working as Santa's helper in a department store when he was not the world-famous humorist he is now. It starts Friday at 8 o'clock and will run through New Year's Eve. Tickets are $30 for general admission or $45 for VIP reserved. But also, if you want to hold out for a little more family-friendly show, they'll be performing Madeline's Christmas in December.